My name is Katia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for Vernon D. Griffiths, V-E-R-N-O-N. D is the middle initial, last name G-R-I-F-F-I-S. This dictation was done on October 20th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension and the aging process period. The recent renal functions reveal a BUN of 27 from 14, creatinine of 1.7 from 1.4, and a GFR of 37 from 43, period. There is no activity in the urinary sediments and no evidence of non-selective proteinuria. Semicolon, the urine protein to creatinine ratio is 68 milligrams, period. The patient denies any urinary symptoms and is hemodynamically stable, period. There is a mild elevation of the serum potassium of 5.5, and this is likely related to his intake of spironolactone, period. We advised him to decrease his intake of foods that are high in potassium, period, and provided him with written resources to follow, period. We were going to repeat the serum potassium level in 4 weeks. However, he has an upcoming appointment at the end of the month with Dr. Nguyen, his cardiologist, and we'll go over blood work at that visit. So we will not repeat the BMP to monitor the serum potassium at this time, period. Next line, hyponatremia with serum sodium level of 132. This hyponatremia is stable and is possibly related to his intake of diuretics, or could be dilutional due to increased fluid intake or possible reset osmostat, O-S-M-O-S-T-A-T, period. He appears euvolemic at this time and denies drinking too much fluid, period. We will continue to monitor the serum sodium level. If it decreases further at the next visit, we may consider further workup with urine sodium and to rule out other conditions, period. Next line, arterial hypertension, which has been stable for the patient, considering his age of 87. His blood pressure today is 152 over 62. He weighs 113 pounds with a BMI of 18 and appears euvolemic, E-U-V-O-L-E-M-I-C, period. Next line, hyperkalemia, aspirin number one with serum potassium of 5.5. As previously stated, we advised him to decreases intake of food high in potassium, and we will continue to monitor. He is taking spironolactone, half a tablet of 25 milligrams daily, period. Next line, hypothyroidism, which is stable on levothyroxine 50 micrograms daily, period. We will order thyroid panel for the next visit. Next line, dilated ischemic cardiomyopathy. He follows with Dr. Nguyen, cardiologist, and has an upcoming appointment. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which has been stable, we will repeat the lipid panel for the next visit. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup and